Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. We're having a great visit with Peter Scott. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Peter is the author of Crisis of Control. Peter, you got a website?
Yes, I do. It is humancusp.com. Humancusp.com.
Humancusp.com, and the book is available wherever books are sold?
It is, and through Amazon.
All right, so check it out, folks. Crisis of Control, how Artificial Superintelligence May Destroy or Save the Human Race. Let's talk about that may destroy or save. There are a lot of wonderful, life-saving, amazingly handy things that we are deriving today from artificial intelligence. You can't have my artificial intelligence, Peter. I love my stuff.
Well, absolutely. And I'm not even calling for us to slow down the development, because that would be futile.
But it goes both ways, doesn't it?
It does.
It's a two-edged sword, isn't it?
Right. The reason for developing self-driving cars is 1.3 million people are killed in traffic accidents worldwide every year. And their aim is to stop that. That is the rationale of why this is being pushed out.
No, that's exactly right. But at the same time, while that's happening, somebody's developing a something that's taking control away from us.
Right. I don't know if you've seen a video that went viral recently about autonomous drones, miniature drones that could be developed to kill people.
Yeah,
and,
yep.
I know the people behind that video, and they're very thoughtful, and this is not a sensationalist thing.
Right.
Their campaign is to prevent development of autonomous weapons.
Right. No, that's exactly right. There's so many things. And this comes back to where one of the things that I've been doing a lot of work on, Peter, as we've talked, is we're still in control of this. Right. I mean, we're at a moment now where humans have the ability to create all this stuff, and we're still in control of how it's going to work out. And isn't history going to look back 100 years from now? Isn't history going to look back on almost where we are right now and say, you guys did good or you guys didn't do good?
Well, 100 years from now, if they're still looking back, anyone to look back on this time, they will say, boy, you were naive, but
right.
Fortunately we made it. You know, we only had a 50% chance of making it through the Cold War.
That's right.
And we did, and it'll be something like that in the future, which is why my series is called Cusp, that we're going to be facing this choice, and we're going to be caught between two risks. And artificial intelligence is something that, even if it's not conscious, even if it has no idea who it is, could, by virtue of being connected to the world's computer networks, accidentally cause havoc on an existential scale,
right,
even by just doing exactly what we told it
mm-hmm.
to.
Mm-hmm.
Because software, what's version 1.0 of anything, right? You've found in any program whose first version didn't have bugs in it. On artificial intelligence scales, bugs are
yep.
far more serious.
Well, look at the flash crash of 2010. We still don't know what happened, but we have no evidence that the person who did that meant to do it.
Right, and a bug can take a trillion dollars off the market. What else can it do? There was a virus that infected most of the world's PCs around the same time called Stuxnet.
Right,
and
of course.
And that was only supposed to infect Iranian uranium separating
right.
Centrifuges, but
yep.
it had a bug that meant that it escaped to the whole world.
Mm-hmm. And now that we're so interconnected, that's where the existential threat possibility comes about, isn't it?
Yes. And there are people like Stephen Hawking and Bill Gates and Elon Musk talking about this. They're busy with many other things. So I'm trying to explain to people what they're talking about when they say that this is a threat to our survival.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So what do they find when they go to your website?
They'll find some discussions, and they'll find a link to buying the book.
All right.
And hopefully a lot more in the future about communities that are starting right now and some movement.
Peter J. Scott, ladies and gentlemen, Crisis of Control is the book. I recommend it to you. Peter, will you come back another day?
Yes, I would love to, Jim.
You've got more to teach us. We look forward to that.
Thank you.
Peter Scott, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.